Bro, I got the cabin from my stepdad.
Bro, your stepdad? The one that, like, kisses your mom?
Yeah, like, don't embarrass me. I don't like thinking about it, but
bro,
yeah, they smooch.
I'm, like, so jealous of that guy.
What do you mean? Because he has a partner or specifically because it's my mom?
Because he has a camper van. Ew, gross. I would never make out with your mom.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, my stepdad with the cabin and the camper van.
And he gets to be your dad.
That's what you're jealous about?
Yeah.
Bro, but you've always been like a third dad to me.
Really?
Yeah, bro. Ever since you inducted me into Filbert Kappa Kappa Kappa, I was just like the lone pup, and you brought me under your dog wing and helped me dog fly.
That's right, and I'm like a friendly wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I had you suckle at my wolf teat.
It was a weird initiation, but it made us feel closer to each other.
And it doesn't count as hazing legally.
Right, or at least that's what the judge said.
Yeah, which was your stepdad.
Which I also a judge. Dude, but first time at the frat cabin, it's gonna be lit. That cabin is where lots of stuff's gonna happen. We'll make s'mores and other stuff the guys do. We'll light up a fire until AM in the twos.
Maybe we can talk about our dysfunctional families too.
Maybe it'll be lit.
It'll be lit.
Up at the cabin. It'll be lit.
It'll be lit.
Up at the cabin.
We'll go skinny dipping, and we'll get naked, and also go streaking, and we'll get the fire on but still naked. We'll do lots of stuff without clothes,
and we'll take showers with a three-piece suit and go running in the rain in a parka. We'll either be totally closed or not, or we'll be naked as a lark.
It's gonna be lit at the cabin.
And then later at night we'll tell each other secrets that we've never told anyone before.
And I'll invite your stepdad for some bonding moments, I implore.
It's gonna be lit at the cabin.
A 5, a 6, a 5, 6, 7, 8.
Musical Monday.
What's gonna happen?
At the frat cabin.
Musical Monday.
Hello and welcome back to Musical Monday with Caleb, Zach, and Shay at Improv Broadway. Those are our names, and here's how the show goes down. We're reviewing the best musicals that no one's ever heard about. And boy, oh boy, is this testosterone-filled musical one that needs to be spoken about. We're talking, of course, Frat Cabin, the musical.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Every scene, they're naked.
Yep. That last one, they were nude. And that's why they talked about being nude so much.
Yeah.
The only way they could feel not uncomfortable about it is just to talk about it constantly.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. They remove the stigma by removing their clothes.
Right.
And talking about how they have no clothes.
Right. Because the writer of the play was like, I'm worried people won't like this because the story's not that good.
Yes.
And they were like, I got a few ideas.
But you know what people
ideas.
Do like.
Yeah. They were like, I'm not sure the roommate being obsessed with the stepdad's going to be enough to drive it. He was also a big free the nipple advocate, but he always thought those people were too conservative. He wants to free it all.
Yeah.
Hashtag free it all.
Yeah, you're gonna free the flesh.
Free the flesh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're going to let the nipple be alone. It'll get cold.
It's getting cold. One likes cold nips.
Well. And one person does.
And Caleb. Don't mean to out you like this.
You're always putting ice packs up there.
You always band-aid ice cubes on your nips.
I just go in the kitchen because we've got one of those here.
You do the ice plunge, but just with your nips.
You just do a perfect lip. You got two cups of ice water, and you just put them down. Mm-hmm.
And you still get the same mental health benefits. Yeah, it's so
yeah,
cool. Absolutely.
Yeah, I get some of those cups that you use to hold your cup in, and I just toss them. I just put Kool-Aid in them. I toss them in the freezer, and then put them in there. Yeah. I feel great all day.
Yeah.
Plunge.
PLUNJ. What?
So these guys are planning just a frat bro party up at a cabin.
So they invite all their frat bros, and they have this tradition where they have a huge beer keg.
They've got one large beer keg.
One huge beer keg. It's as big as a swimming pool.
Yes, and they bring it with them everywhere.
They've got this big semi-truck, and they drag this keg around everywhere.
Yeah, they're rich as balls, carry kegs.
Yeah.
And they have a tradition where they get drunk out of their minds, and then they all cry about something that they're really sad about because they're swimming through the beer keg, and then they go, Claudia and Chance of Meatballs with the Jell-O scene.
Right. That's what everyone thinks about.
And that's what's fun. It's a beer keg made out of Jell-O. Yeah. Jell-O.
Okay. Yeah, but the Yeah, and the beer doesn't make quite the normal Jell-O.
Right.
You know, so it's kind of like beer pudding.
Ooh.
You know?
Yes. Ooh. It gets grosser the more we describe it. But in the musical, the actors are loving it.
Glug, glug, glug.
And the more they swim, the more vulnerable they get. Yeah. Until finally they're all, you know, when they've got their shoulders up on the side of the pool. And that's when the secrets flow.
And I love that song that they do.
And I don't want to call it secrets because that could be repetitive of like a lot of songs.
Yeah, and it's certainly not rumors.
No.
Because these are things that they know. These are the truths that they've been holding dear and can.
Yes.
And are grateful for the waving goodbye to their inhibitions so that they can talk real with their bros.
And they've told people before, so it's not a secret.
Yeah, it's just a truth that maybe they want to get
a
out there
A sad
more.
Truth. Yeah.
It's a sad
But funny.
Truth. But
that's funny because with frat bros, their lives are like not that hard.
Right.
So anything that's sad, it's like,
wow,
that's funny.
Like a tragedy for the 1% is everyone else's like greatest victory.
Right.
To be fair, that one, the new frat boy, Carl, he's actually had it pretty bad.
Yeah.
He has.
Yeah. I'm surprised that the story doesn't really go into his stuff at all.
I know.
It's just like reference, like, oh, what an intriguing character.
Right.
Blazes right over it.
The stepdad is also there.
Yeah.
Because he is a frat bro.
And he's got an 8-pack.
He's got an 8-pack.
Yeah.
And but it's not on his abs.
It's on his back. He's got a big beer belly.
He's got 8-pack.
8 reverse pack.
Yeah.
8-pack.
Eight.
That's great. That's great, Caleb.
That's awesome,
great.
Caleb.
I was just pulling it from the script, honestly.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I would like to see the song. Crying Here With You.
Crying Here With You.
I love that.
I'm not crying, it's just beer falling down my eyes.
I'm not crying, I'm just throwing up beer through my eyes.
I'm not crying, it's just my eyes produce beer.
I'm not crying, it's just my eyes are like super wet, bro.
Stop turning on my eyes, bro.
You're just like turned on, bro.
I don't know if it's the 2,000 gallons of Miller's Light or the stars in the sky, but there's something about being with you, bros. It makes me not wanna lie. I wanna bare my soul, let it all hang out, 'cause when I'm with my bros, I'm not filled with doubt. So as I'm here crying with you, I wanna share what's true.
Feelings can be kinda scary. Gotta push them out like a dingleberry. I gotta lay it plain, or else forget who I am. What's my name? I'm so drunk. Don't roofie me.
I get it, bro. All these feelings inside, it hurts, and it wants to squeak out like the Hershey squirts.
You guys are whiskey, cause you're so neat. I love being naked from my head to my feet.
And you guys are so supportive, I always feel hurt. You're like a martini drink, shaken and not stirred.
Sitting here crying.
I'm sitting here crying. My parents died in a car accident just a few months ago.
Oh man.
Bro, that sounds weird, but I'm sorry, dude. You just have to let that go.
I didn't get into Yale or Harvard.
What?
So my dad said, I wish you were aborted. And
that's a harsh thing for him to say.
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
Just let it out.
And sitting here crying. Don't have to deny it.
Sitting here crying.
Don't have to deny it. And two of my girlfriends found out about the other two girlfriends I have, and my health insurance was canceled. Yeah, whatever.
I got caught cheating on the law bar. They took that way too far. Let me cheat a little.
Let me cheat a little. Just let me cheat a little. Deny it.
Sitting here crying.
It feels like I'm dying.
Guys, if I'm being honest, your problems aren't that bad. I have to go through life without a mom or dad.
Aw, Carly Orphan, you're such a buzzkill.
Yeah, dude, why did we even invite you up
here? Yeah, dude, get lost in the beer.
Go to the shower.
Sitting here crying.
We freaking ate that guy, right? Is that his name? We don't even care.
We're sitting here crying in beer.
My tan wore off early.
I drank that.
What?
Your tan went off in the beer and I drank it.
Oh, yeah.
So now a little bit of you's and a little bit of me.
Yeah, that's love.
That's love. Wait, did Carl just drown? Oh, fun. Well, Ethan, you got that. All right, well, cool. That's how it ends.
I'm surprised it took us that long before we messed up.
I know, it's been years.
Have we done it before?
Not on a live.
I don't think we've ever said that word before.
Yeah.
You said some other pretty
offensive
things.
Well, I'm sorry. If there are any kids watching, I'm sorry.
We're sorry. Parents, we're doubly sorry.
Parents, yeah. I don't care. You've heard worse.
But yeah, they get their feelings out and they bond together.
Yeah.
Except for Carl, of course, who's a real wet blanket.
A real wet blanket.
And he's so bullied by them, he reverts back to his speech impediment of a child, and then we never hear from him again.
Yeah.
It's not about him. He kept trying to make it about him.
Yeah,
that's what
was
so,
like,
frustrating.
Go with the flow of the song, dude. Yeah.
I like to think he goes off and has his own musical, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
He doesn't. Let's be honest.
It's just nice to think.
Yeah, it makes me feel better sometimes.
Final song, right?
Yeah.
So, stepdad was there the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Taking notes.
Taking notes.
Deciding who would be the heir to his throne.
Yeah.
His throne of
Capybara.
Capybara, the king of frets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so it's a competition between the son and the son, or the stepson and the son's friend.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, they knocked out all of the other competitors.
We could hear that song where it's them competing for one stepdad's affection.
Yeah.
Or we could hear the song where it's after one of them has won. And that conversation between the stepdad showing whoever, the winner, the ropes.
Yeah, we could hear either one of those.
It would maybe be fun to just show them the second half of the first one. And then the first half of the second one.
They're competing.
The final moment.
Uh-huh. And then the winners decided. And then the aftermath of that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, so the final competition was who can...
drink the pool.
Who can drink the whole pool.
Yeah.
And not pee.
And also...
Yeah, they can puke all they want.
So it's two parts. You can... Who can drink and not pee? And also, basically, it's like... it's like a poem competition.
Yeah.
He's like, I want you to write a poem about how much you love me, your stepdad, or wannabe stepdad. And that'll be the last thing. But you have to do it while filled with pee.
And you also have to do it. It's a gaslighting competition. You have to gaslight them.
Yeah.
You know what gaslighting is?
I know what gaslighting is.
Yeah.
So it's, you have to compliment me while also gaslighting your bro.
You can gaslight anybody you want.
Okay.
That's
you have
part
to
of the
compliment
competition.
Me through gaslighting.
Through gaslighting.
In poem.
Yeah.
Form. Yeah.
Yes.
Which yes. is because I think frat boys gaslight.
They do a lot.
They do a lot. I've heard.
They do. And I can't wait to hear that first verse of the song so the second person can model it up after that.
Right.
So we'll see the last chunk of the gaslighting competition song, and then we'll see the conclusion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's do that. All right.
In this song called it's time to choose.
Great.
Yep.
Oh, we should call it the frat race.
Yeah, that's what it is. Oh, that's what it is. I forgot. Yeah, it's called frat race.
Yeah.
Woo! Okay, good.
Wait, is this the...
This is
the last of the competition?
The last of the competition.
To look through your phone, you forced me to, because of all those tiny incriminating clues, like when I said I loved you and you said me too. Why didn't you spell it out? You just used the number two. So that's how you know I love you so much, 'cause I was willing to look through your iMessages on your iPod Touch. And I've never let you down, and I never will. That's why I had to call all your ex-girlfriends and see how they feel.
It's a frat race, yeah.
It's a frat race. It's a frat race.
Time to go.
It's a frat race. Who could be the frattiest?
It's a frat race. Time to go. You think that this guy shows you affection, but there's one thing, my indecision. I can't decide between the last two things that I did that made me the most reliable kid. On the one hand, I walked in and you and your wife make it out, and I could have said ew, gross, ew, nasty, to fill you with so much doubt. And the second gaslighty thing that I did, and it's really gaslighty for sure, I didn't fall for your frame of murder. Alright, I admit I don't know what gaslighting means. I think that means I'm sincere. So I think I should be the number one kid that you love me.
The fight was clear. The top gaslighter would be the one to win Mega Kappa.
Mega Kappa.
Wait, what is it called?
You certainly
Kappa,
didn't
Kappa,
have
Kappa.
Mega.
What's it called?
You don't want to pick him. This guy is mega. You do not want. That's not awesome. Yeah, pick me, Dad. Pick me, your bio son. I mean... That's what it's gaslighting is. It's a frat race.
It's a frat race. Who can be the funniest? It's a frat race.
I've seen all I need to see, and I've decided who my real son is. Why? It's Carl, floating at the shallow end of the pool.
Carl? But he's all sopping. He's all sopping wet.
Yeah, but he also doesn't have any parents. And what's a stepdad's number one responsibility? To step in. You two are on your own. Hey, catch. It's the keys to the beer pool.
Wait, you shouldn't be letting us do this. You're an irresponsible parent.
I never said I was a hero. I only said I was a stepdad.
Well, what if we accept Carl
as
family? Because everyone knows the only reason you join a frat is to find family and drink your guts out.
Well done, my sons. You cracked the case. All of you in this frat are now my kids. Let's end this frat race.
It's our new frat daddy.
It's not a frat race, it's a frat family.
Frat daddy.
Frat son.
Frat daddy.
Frat son.
I love our new frat family. Frat daddy.
Frat son.
Frat daddy.
Frat son.
It's the place I wanna be. Play catch with me.
Okay.
This is our new frat family.
What a beautiful, happy ending. And Carl did matter after all at the end.
Yeah, a little bit.
And he said, Fwat Daddy!
Yeah, they thought that he drowned, but he was just tired.
Fwat Fweakin' Daddy!
Fwat Daddy! If we can do it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Well, we may not be your father. We may not be family. But we certainly are a bunch of jokesters.
And Zach could be. He's looking to adopt.
I could be.
Adults. He's looking to adopt adults.
I do. I love paying alimony and child support. It's my favorite thing. And I just want to pay more. Do my part, you know. And we hope you do your part by tuning in every single week to help us create this beautiful thing that we like to call
Monday.
This freaking fwat wolves.
Fwat wolves.
Freaking wolves.
I love fwat parties. Freaking fwats.